the record for today. Spotty showers possible. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, rain chances are under 20%. High of 83. That should shatter the record of 79. And then low 80s again on Friday. Close to record territory again with rain chances very low Friday. A better chance of scattered showers Saturday. Then showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday as the next front approaches. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It will alert you to severe weather watches and warnings with push notifications, plus hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, radar, and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. U.S. District Judge has ruled that Doyle Lee Ham's request to block his execution this week won't play. Ham maintains the veins in his arms have been damaged by lymphoma and hepatitis in recent years and that lethal injection would be very painful. He's scheduled to be executed Thursday for the 87 murder of motel clerk Patrick Cunningham. Ham's attorney has asked the judge to reconsider and will appeal. Montgomery Water Works completed repair on a 6-inch water main that broke in the 300 block of Merrimack Drive just off McGee Road. The break created a large hole in the pavement, threw debris through the windows of a home and a vehicle. The house had water damage. Officials said the pipe had been patched with clay in past years, which is what broke. There was no leak or warning before the main burst. And 2018 will mark 50 years of Fred Rogers in America. PBS will have a feature documentary on Rogers. There will also be a postage stamp and a feature film starring Tom Hanks. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to price your home to sell fast. Price your home to sell within 30 days. Over 25% of home sales take place in the first 30 days. Make yours one of them. Selling your home in the first 30 days will net you 8% more than at any other time, so be ready to move. Always compare your house to MLS information, not Zillow, or what your neighbor said he got for his house. Only realtors can give you the true sales figures for your area. Offer to pay part of the closing costs and provide a home warranty. Your house will sell quicker if you do. Pricing your home right brings more buyers to your door and more offers to consider. Multiple offers are great for the seller. Price your home slightly below the competition because they are probably overpriced for the market. For all the pricing details for your home, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Respect, Jack.
We all need it, Baron.
We do.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you, my friend?
All right.
On November 7th, 1918, near the close of World War I. Young man born in Charlotte, North Carolina. Died this morning, aged 99. Billy Graham. Influenced a lot of people around the world, around the country. His name is synonymous with evangelism and outreach in the Protestant world. And he's dead now, 99 years old. He left a heck of a legacy. And,
he sure did.
He's got good kids, and seemed like a real solid family. And gosh, just not enough good things you can say about a guy like that. Sorry to see him pass, but you know what? After 99 years, there's only one way out of this world, Jack. You got to go some way.
Feet first.
And, you know, a couple of people have made it out of here alive, but very few. And there are substantial religious devotions to them and chapters of the Bible and everything else. So absent your planned inclusion in the Bible, you're going to have to die to get out of here. So if you're going to go, I guess going at 99 and leaving a legacy like that is the way to go.
No doubt.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers with Billy Graham and Billy Graham's family on a day like today. You know, maybe people should go light some candles and say some prayers. And I don't know. He's just kind of guy that makes you evaluate your life a little bit. What legacy am I going to leave? You know. But anyway, welcome into News and Views. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours or so. A little programming note. Jack, you want to tell them what's going on at 10 o'clock?
At 10 o'clock, Alice Martin, Republican candidate for Attorney General, will be our guest.
And all candidates for Attorney General have been invited on, as of candidates for other offices, at one time or another. Of course, Troy, being a friend of ours, knows he can come on whenever he wants.
Right.
I told Chess Bedsole, I mean, a long time ago. I think he wasn't even officially in the race yet. But he was welcome on any time. I invited Steve Marshall on.
Yeah, good luck.
Like 18 months ago, and he's still scrambling around trying to avoid an interview here. So take that what you will.
He's worried about opioids and cyber crimes.
I tell you what he's not worried about is anything that actually matters.
It doesn't appear that he is.
Doesn't actually matter. But you know what? He's an old, long-time Democrat. So if that's who you want to... You know, speaking of Steve Marshall, there is talk that they're going to take Bobby Bright off the ballot.
It's ludicrous.
Because Bobby Bright, in 2010, ran as a Democrat. You know who else ran as a Democrat in 2010?
Steve Marshall.
Steve Marshall.
Right.
Steve Marshall ran as a Democrat in 2010. So, you know, what's fair is fair. Steve Marshall has never stood for statewide election as a Republican.
No, he's not.
He just decided one day he was a Republican, changed parties. He was appointed by Bentley. And they didn't keep him off the ballot when he decided to switch. You know, a lot of people they didn't keep off the ballot over the years as they decided to switch and become Republicans, including
Richard
half of the
Shelby.
Dadgum legislature, Richard Shelby.
Yeah.
You know, John Rice years ago switched and became a Republican. Now, that was 35 years ago, but 30 years ago.
31 years ago.
You remember the day? You were there.
I was there. It was 88, so it was 20 years ago. Or was that 30?
38 was 30 years ago, Jay.
Damn. No wonder y'all put that on my T-shirt.
Oh! I have T-shirts. And we're giving them away. We're giving up to 5 T-shirts away to callers who go above and beyond, who bring a little something extra to the program. You can be a regular caller. You can be a first-time caller. There is no rule or limitation on that. And you don't even have to say, I want this call to be in the contest. It's just an ongoing contest, open to callers. Yesterday, we had some calls that were approaching the threshold, but none that crossed over the threshold. Today, I'm expecting some calls that cross over that threshold.
And it's a totally subjective selection.
Jack and I will look at each other. If a wink and a gun is exchanged, then you'll get the T-shirt. You'll get the T-shirt. So, but it has to be mutual assent. One of us can't give it away. We have to both agree that the call was T-shirt worthy. If we agree the call was T-shirt worthy, you'll win a T-shirt.
I'm not going to weigh in on the process.
Why?
Because that might make me a candidate.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I got to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's even better. It is completely subjective, according to Baron. If you've ever spelled my name with 2 R's, you're disqualified.
Oh, believe me.
You are disqualified. So leave that out. If you've ever done that, and I don't know about it, make sure I'm not aware. But that is going on right now. If you're in the Millbrook area, duck, suspect sought in a Millbrook shooting from Saturday morning. Maybe he's not still around. I don't know. But 9:16 a.m. Saturday morning, there was a shooting in the 4,000 block of Oliver Drive. I don't know if even Jack Quest knows Millbrook.
I don't know Millbrook. I'm sorry.
According to Millbrook Police Chief, officers and fire medics responded to the scene and found the victim identified as 19-year-old Wetumpka resident Michael Justin Wilson with a single gunshot wound. Now, here is why I'm reading the story. Millbrook's criminal investigative unit processed the scene, including a vehicle that had been reported stolen from Montgomery, as well as several bags of marijuana. And the reason I bring this up is this is yet another person dead because of a lousy drug deal gone wrong. Guys, if you're going to buy drugs, get a classier drug dealer. Seriously.
Or at least pay him.
Or don't try to rob him. I mean, maybe the drug dealer was the one that got robbed. If you're going to sell drugs, find classier drug clients. And if you can't do one or both, don't be involved in the drug trade. Because you could run out and get killed in this area. This is not the
area. Did the guy die?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, hold on. I was wrong. He was treated at the scene and taken to Baptist South with non-life-threatening injuries. So he lived.
Yeah.
He lived.
He must not owe that much.
He just got winged.
Yeah.
He had lousy weed. Dirt weed. It was brown.
Yeah.
But anyway, duck if you're in the area. Stay safe. If you guys know where Millbrook resident Rodney Tavares Petaway Jr. might be located, a warrant for his arrest and the first-degree assault charge has been obtained. So maybe you could...
There are a ton of those Petaways around. And it. Petway, they spell it different ways.
Really?
There's a ton of them.
Why?
I don't know. It's a big family.
Speaking of Billy Graham dying, expect liberals today to say some really ugly things.
About him?
Oh, I mean...
No, come on, Barron.
On the NBC Twitter feed, and you know Twitter games these so that certain comments land right under the main comment. I don't know how you, someone will put up a Twitter post, and Twitter is able to adjust their algorithm and move your comment up and change the time on it so it'll land right under it so it's the first reply that's read.
Mm-hmm.
They do it to Trump all the time. Trump has never had a positive comment be the first comment under his tweets. It's always the most negative, nasty things from blue check mark people. So there are obvious ways that they can do this. Here is what NBC News put up. Billy Graham, evangelical Christian evangelist, died at 99 per church sources. The first comment under it. Well, hold on now. They've changed it. They said something to the effect of, see, they change it. I'm telling you, they change it. Said something to the effect of one less Trump-loving evangelical person on earth, one step closer to a decent society or something like that. So anytime someone of decent morals passes away, expect the frothing at the mouth lunatic left to get upset.
I got a text from a friend that said NBC News is calling him anti-Semitic.
See?
Yeah. It's unreal.
There is no respite.
The man isn't even cold.
There's no retreat. There's no rest. There's no ceasefire. In the war on everything that is Western civilization, the left in this country will not stop the advance. If there is something that's Christian, if there's something that's good and wholesome, it is going to be under assault and under attack. You can be assured of that. Even a guy like Franklin Graham, or Billy Graham, Franklin's his son. Even a guy like Billy Graham is going to be under assault in death.
Just unbelievable.
They will not stop. There is it is a relentless, nonstop advance. The reason is because of the guy in the White House. They have had a progression of globalist leaders now for 28 consecutive years, starting in 1989 with George H.W. Bush. They have had a succession of globalist presidents that have been marching this country closer and closer to complete globalism. To closer and closer to humanity in the United States being a commodity, not humanity. Donald Trump is rolling back that globalism at a breathtaking pace. He can destroy in 4 years almost everything they've built up since 1917. That was the advent of globalism, according to the globalist gospel, according to Barron. 1917. From 1917 to 2016, they had a 99-year run of globalist building up. culminating in the chief globalist empire, the United States, for 28 consecutive years being headed by globalists who run the executive branch, who appoint globalist judges, who raise money for globalist senators and House of Representative members, who set up globalist administrative agencies, oversight agencies, who set up globalist intelligence communities that fight for globalist interests. They never envisioned a guy like Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton was the fulfillment. She was the Messiah. She was the one they were waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
She was the one that was going to kick off World War III, which is what they've been wanting now for 35 years, 30 years, maybe 40 years. Hillary was the fulfillment. And in order to get her in, they needed to nominate the person they thought had no chance to beat her on the right. So the entire globalist media, led by Morning Schmuck and his squeeze, went in the tank to get Donald Trump elected. They gave him nonstop coverage. They put him on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, NBC News, CBS, ABC, New York Times, Washington Post. It was a nonstop Donald Trump coverage, proving the old adage, there's no such thing as bad coverage when you're running for office. Coverage is coverage. They got him into the lead. They got him the nomination and then turned on him to try to take him out. Against all odds, he succeeded. And now they are panicked like they never have been before. They're not going to get their World War III they wanted. They're not going to get their globalist messiah and fulfillment that they wanted. And instead, you've got a guy with his hands on the levers that is going to clean out the intelligence community. He's going to clean out the administrative agencies. He's going to raise money for non-globalist members of the House and Senate. He's going to appoint non-globalist judges. He's going to take non-globalist trade positions. Oh, by the way, look for NAFTA to be repealed in the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, boy.
Look for NAFTA to be repealed in the last 6 weeks. The Olympics had to end. The Olympics are almost over. Once the Olympics are over, NAFTA's gone. Once NAFTA's gone, you'll hear, you remember in Spaceballs, when they were sucking the oxygen out of that planet, and everyone was dying, and then they used the Schwartz to
Trip Pittman approach.
Yeah, they used the Schwartz to do reverse suck instead of blow. They did reverse suck. You're going to hear the reverse suck sound that Ross Perot warned us about all the way back in 1992. You're going to hear reverse suck, and that sound is going to be jobs, infrastructure, economic growth, all coming to the United States. Money being repatriated by the trillions coming back to the United States. The reverse suck.
So you won't hear that giant sucking sound.
You will, but it'll be reverse suck. Reverse suck. That's what's coming. Donald Trump is their worst nightmare. And as a result, they have to fight everything good and holy, including a deceased guy like Billy Graham. They're going to assault him in death. Watch it. It's already happening, according to Jack. NBC News calling him an anti-Semite.
That's ridiculous.
10 o'clock, Alice Martin, 40 minutes from now. A few minutes from now, Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. But we got to pay some bills. Sit tight. Visit our sponsors. We'll be back.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
And stretch, ladies.
This hurts. Isn't there another way to relieve stress?
Well, we can head over to Wind Creek Montgomery. They're giving away a trip for two to their Caribbean resort, the Renaissance Aruba Resort and Casino, and they're throwing in $1,000 cash.
You think we have a chance?
We've got five chances. We can earn entries between now and March 10th, and on the 10th, Wind Creek Montgomery is giving away trips to five lucky winners. Hey, girl, where are you going?
I'm heading to Wind Creek Montgomery. The Caribbean awaits.
And breathe.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Paxton with Capital City Ace, and my goal is to provide our customers with superior services and brands. I'm excited to announce our new capability of being able to duplicate most every modern-day vehicle key. Whether you need one cut or you need a program to your vehicle, we can do both in-house for up to 50% off dealer cost. Please stop by and see me at Ace, and don't forget about our rewards program located 3215 Taylor Road next to the Applebee's.
On behalf of all the employees at Cat House Marine, I personally want to thank you for yet another record-breaking year. Hello, this is Steve Northington. With great products like Yamaha outboards, Express boats, Excel boats, Veranda luxury pontoons, 2017 was certainly a huge success. And now that it's wintertime, we have in stock a complete line of duck boats with Yamaha and Mud Buddy outboards. Come browse our selection today. In addition to those, Express bass and crappie boats are arriving daily. Those also with dependable Yamaha power. We employ certified Yamaha technicians and employees. We offer same-day service with appointment, complete fuel injector flowing, testing and reconditioning, and marine and RV storage. Cat House Marine and Outdoors, I-65, exit 179, just east of the Catfish House. 334-517-6500. Or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com.
If you've been delaying that oil change, replacing those brake pads, or ignoring that check engine light, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and use your tax refund to take care of problems you've been putting off. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For 13 seasons, Blake Shelton has ruled the country roost on The Voice. But next Monday, will this cowboy finally meet his match? Meet the new country queen of The Voice, three-time Grammy winner Kelly Clarkson.
I am a country girl, but I know Blake. He's going to be like, she knows nothing about country music.
Can Kelly take down the country king?
Nobody else has brought a country artist to the finale.
That's because I haven't been here.
Find out next Monday when The Voice returns on NBC.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Pet Palace Hotels and Lewis Lawn Equipment, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Pet Palace Hotels, Lewis Lawn Equipment, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Daryl Hall and John Oates never released an album or single under the name Hall & Oates. Not one.
Really?
No, they were Daryl Hall and John Oates.
They are very talented people, let me say.
Oh, they hit, how many hits did
they have? God, it's kind of like the Eagles.
Yeah.
You just don't realize how many hits they had until you look at the
and
list.
And then you hear a deep cut, and you're like, oh, that's right. Yeah. That was Hall & Oates, too.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. It is 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. I do need to remind everybody, gently, that this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, it is Wind Down Wednesday, Jack.
Oh, my gosh.
And I do need to remind everybody, too, there's a story I have printed off. We'll cover it a little bit later, but I'll go ahead and read you the headline. The key to living past 90? Alcohol. Teetotalers have an 18% less likely chance to make it to 90. So you've got to drink alcohol. No better time to do that than at Wind Down Wednesday. Half-price wine open to close. The body was made for this, it appears. And alcohol has a better longevity effect on the body than exercise. We, Jack Campbell, are in good shape.
Well I am thrilled. To
We will never die.
I had a teetotaling great aunt, and She was raised not to do, even though I think her father, who was a Church of Christ minister, made his own beer. But
yeah,
she never drank except Christmas Eve when she would come to
our house. She get ripped.
My father would buy her a little bit of champagne, and she'd have to call us when she got home.
She'd sniff the cork and fall down.
Oh, it was so funny.
But anyway, so Wind Down Wednesday, it's a perfect day to toast your longevity. The key to living past 90. Half-price wine open to close at both locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. We'll tell you a little bit more about Midtown Pizza Kitchen as the lunch hour approaches, but just suffice it to say they have the finest Italian delicacies available inside the cozy confines of the state of Alabama anywhere, and I would say within probably a 500 to 800 mile radius.
Award-winning pizza.
Award-winning pizzas. AL.com declared the best pizza in Central Alabama. Travel Magazine, best pizza in the entire state of Alabama. So get by there and taste pie how it's supposed to taste. David Wheeler, thank you for calling. David?
Morning.
Morning, David. How are you, man?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. I want one of those T-shirts.
We can arrange it.
You're going to have to come stronger than that with your call, David. I'll be honest with you.
Topic I'd like to talk about, if you guys hadn't already worn it out, is this resolution that's coming before the Republican committee this weekend to censor Senator Shelby. I believe that is one of the worst things we could possibly do. What's happened in the past is in the past. This guy's about to be the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. In some people think Congressman Adderholt on the House side could also be chairman of that Appropriations Committee. Puts Alabama in a very unique spot, unlike any other state in the nation. And I just think we need to pass this resolution. I would prefer that it not even come up, but I think the people that are sponsoring it will not take no for an answer, and it's just a shame.
Well, what is their rub with Shelby that he didn't support Roy Moore?
Yes.
Who cares?
Well, Martha Roby didn't support the President of the United States.
Yeah.
I didn't see her get censured. Have you?
I hadn't either.
David, is there anybody drafting resolutions to censure the people who did not support the President of the United States during his campaign?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, maybe you fight fire with fire.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, well,
they're trying to kick her opponents off the ballot.
I know.
To protect her.
You know, that's why I won't give any money to the party as long as all these clowns are in charge. I mean, they're worried about kicking Bobby Bright off the ballot. Yeah, I know Bobby ran and won in 2008 as a Democrat. Or not 2008. Yeah, 2008. Served one term. Voted against Obamacare. And now they want to kick him off, you know, the ballot for trying to run as a Republican when his opponent, incumbent Martha Roby, publicly stated and issued a press release that she would not vote for nor support Donald Trump. But it's all right for her to be a candidate. I mean, such a double standard.
Well, we as a party have got to get past some of this. This internal party bickering is not healthy. The December special election has given the Democratic Party new life. They're organized and they're fired up, and we keep fighting among ourselves, and that's just not healthy.
Yeah, we need to end that. David, you do a good job over there. Are you on the steering committee also?
No, I resigned my position in December as state treasurer, which put me on the steering committee because I'm running for a state House seat in the Jefferson County area, House District 47.
And by the way, good luck.
Thank you.
We supported you last time.
You did. Yeah. Thank you so much. And my GOP opponent backed out this week, so I'm going to be the Republican nominee, but sure. I'll have an election in the fall, and I appreciate you guys' support.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to know that you're the lone wolf in the party. That's super.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, David, we appreciate it. Thanks for calling and letting us know about that resolution. Go down there and fight the good fight, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, David.
Day.
You too.
272-9228. Hollis, Charles H.
I've been on hold for 30 minutes.
That is not true. You tell tales.
29 and a half minutes.
Well, you had two true. Budweisers in between.
Three. Never drink two. Listen, the Republicans who let Bobby Bright get on a Republican ballot, I'm not going to even say it, but they need to be dealt with.
Well, it doesn't look like problem? They're going to let him on the ballot.
Listen, they might not have been able to prevent him from being on the ballot, but they should have raised hell. There's no way Bobby Bright should be on the Republican ballot. Bobby Bright is a George Wallace, John Knight Democrat. Always was and always will be.
But isn't our party already populated with plenty of those?
Well, not like him. Not like him. He's evil.
What's wrong with it? I mean, give me some examples. This is all just things you're saying.
Number one, he's a friend of John Knight. He was introduced to the city to be mayor of Montgomery by John Knight. He appointed John Knight's second wife to the city judgeship down there. Is that not enough?
No, I don't think any of those are disqualifying.
Well, you don't think it is.
No, I'm actually going to support John Knight and encourage our audience to vote for him in the...
You probably give money to his campaign.
I did not give money to his campaign.
I said you probably do.
But Republican,
I didn't say you did.
Republican, I give something better than that. I give a voice on the microphone.
Republicans
are eligible to vote in that Tuesday runoff, and they need to get to their local polling place and vote in.
How are they eligible to vote in that runoff?
Because there was no Republican primary, so they're not barred from the crossover rule. They can vote in the runoff.
That's right.
So if it's no Republican primary, you can vote.
That's correct.
In the Democratic runoff.
That is absolutely right.
Yeah, and Republicans need to get out and vote for John Knight.
Not going that far yet.
I told you crazy, man. You've been smoking some kind of that marijuana. They've been smoking it in a cigar paper.
Well,
you got to be crazy.
Yeah, while that may be true, it has nothing to do with my opinion.
The opinion is crazy. Anyway, you was talking about Trump earlier, what he's going to do. Listen, I've been telling y'all all the time, his son-in-law is a wizard.
Who?
Jared Kushner.
Yes, sir. He's a wizard.
A wizard?
Yeah.
Like has like, a cone-shaped cap and a...
Yeah. Just like John Knight is a sorcerer.
He sticks a... like as a stick. A sorcerer?
That is correct. Something evil.
Oh.
Evil. Evil.
Now, what about Kushner do you like? Because I don't...
No, he doesn't like him.
Oh, you don't like him.
He's saying
I
he's
do
evil.
Do like... Not, see, there go Byron.
He does like him.
Telling folks... what they do and what they don't do.
Hold on. He just said he's a wizard and he's evil.
No.
No, I said John Knight is a sorcerer.
Oh,
he's evil.
Oh,
he said Kushner is a wizard.
Yeah. I didn't listen to enough Led Zeppelin to know how witches
and wizards
work.
Then I tell you that you was paging me one time about the speech that our president made. Okay? I called you and told you I was where? On the Potomac fishing.
That's right. Yeah.
With Jared. We was fishing for smallmouth bass.
Mm-hmm.
He and I, we talk. We fish together. I advise him on advising his father-in-law, the president, Donald J. Trump.
And does he listen?
No, who listens, Jim?
Listen. Does he listen? Would he fly me to Washington, D.C.? Would he have me to Trump Towers? Would we go fishing together if he didn't listen to me?
No, I guess not, if all that happened.
Jimmy, if it happened. But this
he's
Bobby
trying to
Bright,
get a t-shirt is what he's trying to do, but it's not going to happen.
This Bobby Bright person should not be on a Republican ballot, no shape, form, or fashion. And I guarantee
and
you...
And because 20 years ago he and John Knight were buddies, is that what it
they
was?
They still are.
Well, who cares?
I do. What? And the citizens of Montgomery should care also.
You're just jealous of John Knight.
Well, jealous of what? Jealous of what? Here's an individual, can't live with his wife, couldn't live with his second wife. Mm-hmm. He can't live with this girl that he got a child with, that he's hiding a child from the public.
Okay.
So he should be...
I don't know that any of that's true.
Well, we don't know that it's not
true. I tell you what, prove that I'm a liar then.
I don't prove negatives.
Prove that I'm a liar.
I don't prove negatives. You prove it exists.
John Knight is not man enough to come on a live talk radio show.
Oh, no, that's not true. He told me Sunday night he was going to come on.
He told his wife he loved her. He told his second wife he loved her.
So
his father told the girl he got a child with that he loved her, too. So he's nothing but a liar.
All right.
Anyway, I tell you what. Why don't you get him and I on the talk radio show together?
No, I'm not taking a call from Charles Hollis.
No, we'd have to.
No, I want to come down there. I don't want to be.
Oh, no, I'm not going to let you in the building. It's
you locked. Don't want. Well, I know you won't. I know you won't.
It's locked. You can come on another day.
Yeah, I want to come on when he's there.
No,
Man to man, Negro to Negro. Montgomery native to Montgomery native.
All right.
He was born and raised here in Montgomery, so was I.
Apparently he stole your lunch money in fifth grade or something.
Listen,
I'm convinced.
Johnny ain't bought nothing.
All right. He's going to win, too. All right.
He probably will.
He's going to win because this audience is going to turn out and vote for him. I'm encouraging people to vote for him.
I want to talk about Fred Bell when we come back.
That's fine. But that David Burkett campaign, I heard some things going on in that campaign. That is no way to live a life. And if you're going to treat your campaign that way, you got no business being in state government. None. You can say whatever you want about John Knight, but he knows how to back the Brinks truck up and bring it to Montgomery County, and I want him in the Senate. We'll be back.
In a Bourbon Street bar, I received my first scar from an old man so tattered and torn. And the wine owned, I know the pain of street singing like the door-to-door salesman knows the pains of bell ringing. Strange situation, wild occupation.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at JackIngramMercedes.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and pet supplies. 4 Healthy Pets is a refreshing alternative to the big box store experience. 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods, as well as dehydrated, freeze-dried, and prepackaged species-appropriate food and treat options. 4 Healthy Pets has raw foods and gently cooked foods for those dogs and cats with sensitive systems. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the United States. If you have any questions, you can call 4 Healthy Pets 245-3471, 245-3471, or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does a fantastic job with the grooming. I actually pay about half as much as I used to pay. The dog looks and smells amazing. So go meet Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets today. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale. Come to AutoSave Tire February 23rd, 24th, and 26th for your tires. All sizes, all brands, all tires on sale. We have special pricing from our vendors for this sale only. Also sell prices on alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, tune-ups, maintenance services, and more. Do not miss this sale. Three locations for 3 days. Montgomery, Wetumpka, and Prattville, February 23rd, 24th, and 26th. AutoSave Tire's annual warehouse sale. Do not miss this sale. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are back to record-breaking territory again today and for the next few days. For today, high temperature in the lower 80s. That should easily break the record of 80. A sun-cloud mix again with spotty showers possible. And then mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 66. Tomorrow, rain chances under 20%. High around 83. That'll easily break tomorrow's record. Low 80s again on Friday, near the record. Then scattered showers Saturday and showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Saturday night into Sunday. With severe weather season approaching, time to get our free weather app on your phone or tablet. It has interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus instant push notifications for severe weather watches and warnings. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Coleman feeling stronger every day.
I actually do. My voice is so much better than it was.
This flu is, it's like 4 or 5 days where you're down, and then you end up with a residual cough the last couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then your energy starts coming back.
I don't have the cough, knock on wood, I mean every now and then, but...
Not like you had a week ago. It was
awful. God, I know.
You could hardly get a word out.
Hoarseness.
Horseman.
I'm a little hoarse as opposed to... A little jackass.
272-922.
I'm that too, but...
I was serious. That when I did that piece on alcohol being the key to living past 90, that really is the headline. Drinking alcohol, the key to living past 90. Which says, when it comes to making it into your 90s, booze actually beats exercise, according to a long-term study. Research led by...
Music to my ears.
Jack, you are in good shape. University of California neurologist Claudia Cowis... I like that name, Claudia.
What the hell does she know?
Tracked 1,700 nonagenarians. That's 90-year-olds,
yeah.
Jack. Enrolled in the 90-plus study that began in 03 to explore the impacts of daily habits on longevity. Two glasses of beer or wine a day, 18% less likely to experience premature death than those who abstain from alcohol completely.
That makes sense. My old man lived to be 90. And my cousin tells the story, coming over to his house one Saturday, he had a riding lawnmower, and he rigged up a little cup holder on it, and he's driving through the yard, mowing the grass, drinking a Bloody Mary at 10:30 in the morning.
Nothing in the world wrong with that.
No, nothing.
It says, in contrast to couch potatoes, participants who exercised only cut the same risk by 11%. Those are people who exercise 15 to 45 minutes a day on average. That's a heck of a lot of exercise.
Oh, God. Just...
So if you're out there, you know, pumping your wrists and lifting your knees, just know you could go in and have a cocktail and live longer than everything you're doing out there. So I firmly believe that. Well, what this study tells me is alcohol is better than exercise. So when you're tempted to go for a jog, just reach for that bottle of wine. The problem with a bottle of wine, Jack, once you open it, you're kind of committed.
Unless it's white and you can put it in the fridge, but red won't last any time.
Well, but I sort of use the same mentality for white as well. Yeah. Once you open a bottle, you might as well finish it.
I'm not opposed to that.
Bill would lower penalties for marijuana possession here. Two legislative committees debate proposals to lower the penalties for possessing small amounts of marijuana.
Amen.
The bills by Representative Patricia Todd, Democrat, Senator Dick Brubaker, Republican, make possession of an ounce or less of marijuana punishable by a $250 fine instead of jail time. Your second offense would also be a $250 fine. Your third offense would be a $500 fine. The goal is to not tag young people and the vulnerable in the population with felonies so they can go get jobs and student loans. You know, if you get a felony conviction, you can't get a student loan. You can't get in the military. You're basically toast. It's strapping you to a life of poverty because you screwed up at 17 and smoked a joint.
I think it's a great bill.
It's a great bill.
And I don't even smoke pot. I mean, I have, but
well, everybody
I've
has.
Never bought it. I've never rolled one. But I've had it, and
but if someone passes it to you to party, you might chief a little.
Depends on who passes it, but anyway, I'm not. I think that bill makes sense.
I think it does too. Red Top, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Now, Red Top, where have you been? I hear you calling in to Dan, but where have you been?
Well, getting the day started takes a lot. Get everything organized, talk to customers and all that. So I'm real busy.
What line of work are you in?
I'm an artist, and I do contracting, specialized contracting, paint finishes and stuff like that.
You're an artist. What kind of art do you do?
Sculpture and painting. Used to be a music teacher.
Can you paint me sitting in the bushes in a toilet pose like the president?
No, because I wouldn't.
He wouldn't put his name on it.
I believe subject matter is important.
What's on your mind?
After going to the Louvre and the Rijk Museum in Amsterdam, that would certainly be traumatizing. I think that bill is a minimum requirement that they drop it to 250, and it really needs to be. Nobody needs to be bothered at all with something that is a cure for so many illnesses and conditions. So, well, mainly what I wanted to call about is talk about Bobby Bryant. Didn't he vote for Obamacare?
No, he voted against it.
Oh, okay. My main thing is he's a Democrat. We'll have another Richard Shelby up there. Who's a Democrat?
Richard Shelby has like a 98% rating on the American Heritage, Heritage Action Committee score. He is one of the most conservative. His vote some years is as high as Mike Lee and Ted Cruz as far as conservatives.
What was his attitude towards Donald Trump?
He was, you know, not a fan, but either was Ted Cruz.
Yeah, okay.
You want to kick him out of the party? Mo Brooks. You know, Mo Brooks didn't like him.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Well, it was, but
yeah, but I mean, you don't go there. There's room in the Republican Party for diversity of opinion. 60% of Alabama Republicans voted for someone not named Donald Trump on the presidential preference primary ballot. Now, a lot of them coalesced behind Donald Trump, and now he's pushing 90% approval ratings in the Republican Party now in Alabama. But he, you know. 60% of Republicans went in and voted for someone else.
And also, Bobby Bryant gave us the 10% sales tax.
That's true. I'll hold that against him. Yeah, I'm with you. You know, there are little known facts about young Baron Coleman. I worked at a coffee shop at the time. And I came down in my coffee shop bib and attire, T-shirt and my bib and my little coffee shop pants.
I have a picture of it.
I went to this when the city council was at the old chambers. I went in there. I waited my turn politely. What was her name? The president of the city council at the time.
Alice Reynolds.
So I go up there, and I sign up to talk during the public hearing portion. I'm probably a 21-year-old Baron. Young kid. I get up there, the mayor's sitting there, and I said, Mr. Mayor, you, sir, are a tax-and-spend liberal Democrat, and that's not who I thought I was voting for when I voted for you. And Alice Reynolds says, Mr. Coleman, you will address the council and the mayor before starting your words. And I said, Madam President, members of the council, Mr. Mayor, you, sir, are a tax-and-spend liberal Democrat, and that's not who I thought I was voting for. She goes, that's enough. Thank you.
We'll have to tell Jimmy that story.
Do what?
Yeah. The protocol is so important to these people.
Oh, I know.
Say anything you want, you give them their title and your introduction, and then after that, it doesn't seem to matter.
Not much. So, I'll hold that against him, but you know what? Donald Trump is trying to do stay-at-home pay for maternity leave, and I think that's atrocious. I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
So I don't agree with everybody on everything.
This is true. Anybody that swaps parties is just proof that Republicans are Democrats. So that's yeah. But I'm neither one.
I understand.
I'm libertarian. I'm neither one.
Well, that's, you know.
I understand Republicans that want to give everybody the purity litmus test. But if we did not allow former Democrats to be Republican officeholders, we wouldn't have anybody in office. I mean, let's face it.
Wow. Well, that last statement really sounds like a great option. Nobody in office.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
This is sounding better. Y'all, let's talk more about nobody in office. I think we save a hell of a lot of money. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Boomer.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
First off, I'd like to say good morning, everybody. And I appreciate Patricia Todd trying to get this bill passed. But my personal opinion, I think it's great. But for people that have chronic pain, I do believe the state of Alabama should look into the medical marijuana, and I have it solved there in so many ways. If you get caught passing around or giving it to somebody, you lose your right. You automatically get a $5,000 fine.
Good God, Boomer.
No. That's how you. It's going to be tough now. That's how you're going to stop. You're going to stop them if you give it away. And you only get so much. You get an ounce per month.
Well, that ain't enough.
Well, for some people, I can't speak for others, but
you can do an ounce in 3 or 4 days.
You can smoke an ounce real good. Auburn used to have that hydro technician stuff over there.
Yeah, there was good stuff in Auburn.
Oh, back in the day, boy, I remember going over there and just seeing stuff.
I'm an older man now, family man. I can't do all that anymore.
Right, that's right. You got a younger
But let me tell you, if I had chronic pain and they only gave me an ounce a month, I'd choke somebody.
But you know, really, think about this. Somebody in chronic pain, 24 hours chronic pain for arthritis, whatever, cancer, whatever. They refuse to take opioids. So they don't drink. They don't have any alcohol in their body to give. All they take is over-the-counter stuff. They should be able to do that. And I think Patricia Todd, I've talked to her before. And what she's trying to do is she's slowly trying to get a medical marijuana bill passed. And probably on the next legislature's turn, she'll probably bring that in. But right now, I think that's great. And I hope it is. Hope it passes. And, man, I haven't got a chance to tell you I haven't talked in a while, y'all. Congratulations to you and Ms. Coleman on your next child. I hope it's a blessing. And I hope everything works out with her again. And you got my blessing. And also, John Knight is a very good man, a good friend of mine. I like John Knight. John Knight can do things for the state of Alabama that other people can't. And it's time for us to put somebody into work. And let's get rid of Martha Roby. And Jack, I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, Boomer.
Thank you for all your time. And God bless everybody. And God bless America. And I'll talk to you later. See you later. Appreciate you. Bye.
Thank you. 272-9228.
Well, who winds Boomer up every morning? Teresa?
I don't know what she puts in that coffee, but it's stronger than marijuana. I guarantee you.
Well, at least he's peppy and lively.
It sounds like it's available in crystalline form. I'm not sure. Ooh, man. Ooh, Bob Seger. Good call, Jack.
I didn't call it, but I love it.
Good call, Baron. 272-9228 is the number.
Silver Bullet Band?
Oh, and a Silver Bullet Band.
Really?
You know what album this was on?
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
I can't remember the name, but it's the same album with Hollywood Nights and... Oh, gosh, can't remember
the Grunt album, because you're grunting as you're making
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to squeeze my brain and get a little information out of it.
Just don't squeeze anything else.
Information. Yeah.
Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Like $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. EPA estimated MPG with 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2 model. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include combined cash allowance at $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2/28.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. When it comes to refinancing or purchasing a home, we at Alabama Home Mortgage understand that time is money. Before you call a bank or 1-800 number, give me, Kim Williams, a call at 567-4223. Mega banks can be mega slow. Alabama Home Mortgage can close your loan in 30 days or less. That's right, you heard me, 30 days or less. We work with a sense of urgency, so if you're refinancing, then the savings begin sooner. Or if you're purchasing, then you can move within the month. Don't let those banks drag you along. Experience the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to let the savings begin. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money and time you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372374.